da Maria.
Well, how you doing?
Just getting ready. Doing vocal exercises, getting ready for the podcast. What about you, Dala?
I was actually doing leg exercises. Wrong ones. Fuck. Let me start. Red weed, brown weed. Okay, I think I'm ready. Where's that gym leader Nate?
I don't know. I'm just
smoke begins to gather in the room as lights begin to flash. The main lights come down. Red, blue, green lights replace them in flashes of wondering color. It is I.
Whoa!
Hey
guys, that was.
How's it going?
Hey. That was sick. Cool. Yeah.
I thought today deserved some pageantry because it's a very special occasion.
Are we doing the child beauty pageant episode in accordance to JoJo Siwa?
It's the child beauty pageant episode!
With special guest JoJo Siwa! Alright, JoJo, come out.
But unfortunately, JoJo Siwa canceled. She wasn't able to guest star on our podcast. And
Damn it.
I figured instead, since it's 420, we should really, really do this up. And so you two get ready and buckle your butts. Because we're going to
consider it all buckled.
Do some playing today.
Okay.
Just get all this extra smoke out here too. The room's full now. I used a smoke machine and filled it with pot. Oh god.
Oh, that's why. I was wondering why I was filled it with hallucinating.
You filled it with pot? What are you, a fucking cop?
Yeah. It was specifically weed that was confiscated.
What are you, someone's angry, out of touch dad?
Narcotics
once,
over here?
Stop smoking. Who's smoking pot
fact,
in here?
Little known fact: once angry cops sees weed or marijuana, it becomes pot. That's just how science works.
Yeah.
Or dope.
How have you guys
or
been?
Or narcotics. Yeah. Good. It's me, Dala. Should I share my week?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Been good. I've been seeing a bunch of movies. High as hell, obviously.
Yeah.
Ish, nerd.
Nah. Actually, I think I saw one of them on an edible, but that was just one. But, alright. Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen Monkey Man?
No, you went and watched it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I did. Okay. I thought I literally went to go see it because I thought all y'all already watched it. Pretty good. I guess we'll talk about it next time, or if y'all get around, let me know. It's solid. Yeah, it's fun. It's people compared to John Wick.
I will watch it for a Monkey Man episode.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would be.
I'd be down to watch it just so we could do a whole feature on Monkey Man.
I think we get JoJo Siwa for that one too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was in the movie.
She's a big part of that movie. Oh. Yep.
Yeah, she was definitely the monkey.
She was the titular monkey.
Monkey, yeah.
Who the man was emulating.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She's the sidekick to the man in the movie.
Like a boo in Aladdin. Anyways, go on.
I don't want to talk about too much. So one of them's good and one of them's bad. Monkey Man and JoJo Siwa. You take the guess. No. Monkey Man's great.
I'm sorry Monkey Man was so bad then.
Yeah, I know. It's a terrible, terrible time. Actually, I fucking, at the theater, okay, we went to an AMC. Mm-hmm. This is before the Monkey Man, the trailer. The fucking Nicole Kidman trailer came on. And literally someone in the audience was like...
Six times?
No, once. Thank God, because that's the one I did not want to see.
Actually.
Yeah. It actually, like, they slowed it down for, like, it took place over an hour.
It was, and it was in slow motion.
Yeah. They slowed it to 0.0005%, and...
Oh, my God.
No, just someone yelled, like, woo, at like, the end of it, and it was, like, dead silent outside of them, and it was just like, God,
that's awesome.
I fucking hate it. So I love stupid. That. But, no, yeah, let me know when you all see it, because it's a good one, it's fun, really good action, some good funny moments, too.
Don't say anything about it, because I'm going to watch them.
That's why I'm like, I really Gorilla don't want to mention much. Yeah.
Gorilla Guy.
The sequel.
Yeah.
The other big one I wanted, or not big one, but I've seen it before, but I rewatched Last Action Hero. Have y'all seen Last Action Hero?
That sounds super familiar.
It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think
we've all talked about it on this podcast.
Yeah, we have.
Have we? Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it, but we've talked about it.
Oh, you haven't?
We've talked about it.
I rewatched it, and I'm like, it's...
Why did we talk about it?
I feel like every time I, like, watch it, I'm like, I really like it. And I feel like it's like one step away from being like a high, like all, like almost like high cinema, or I don't know. Like it has like a message, but it doesn't quite meet that message yet. And like, oh, okay. I don't know. To me, it's like, it's kind of like a,
get there for you.
There's kind of like a message of like the history of like 80s action versus 90s, like drama action and that transition. But there's not really a message on whether that's good or bad, in my opinion, is the thing. Like,
I forgot. I didn't know they're... I guess watching it for this... I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I need to rewatch it because I do remember liking it. I forgot what the message was.
It's good, and I don't think... I think it's more implicit. It's just like... Essentially, I think it's kind of just showing like the change... Because it's like an early 90s, I think, or maybe mid-90s, but it kind of like pokes fun at like 80s action Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. So the movie takes place where the main character... I think his name is Danny... He gets sucked up into a movie that's like his favorite like movie. It's like an 80s action movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's really funny in that part. But when you're in the real world, it's very more realistic and like, quote unquote, realistic and gritty. And I think that's kind of to play and poke fun, or not poke fun, but just kind of reference kind of like stuff like Seven, like by David Fincher, or Zodiac, where it's getting the 90s. We're getting a little more real and edgy and dark and... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because there's a scene that I feel... You're going?
No, I just feel like the whole thing is like, what if a movie action hero that thinks he's invincible because he has to be written in that way is in the real life, it is in the real world, like, of course he's going to get shot at, and I don't know if that's necessarily exactly a commentary on, like, you know...
That's the thing,
like,
I feel like
It
skirts the line, because there's a scene that on this rewatch that I really was like, I think he's trying to make a point, or there's a point that like the writer, I forget his name, but he did Predator as well, and he did The Predator, I forget his name, but there's like a point.
Shane Black.
I'm like, I don't know if he doesn't notice he's almost like skirting this line, like he doesn't quite pass like this message or like the, like a criticism or critique, but more so, because there's a point in the movie where Danny, or the kid, whatever, goes to the police station. It's just kind of, like, in the real world, and it's very drab and just kind of, like, boring and kind of dark, and, like, the police... It's very, like, methodical, like, systematic, I guess. I don't know. Kind of, like, a little more realistic. But when he goes to the police...
brutalist, almost.
A bit. And it's, like, a short scene, but I think it's there to compare it to the scene when he goes to the police station in the movie, where it's, like, it's bombastic, loud, there's a fucking cartoon police detective, like, getting... Who's also voiced by Danny DeVito, funny enough. You know, there's like, it's like goofy, and like there's like the 80s like sergeants like yelling, and smoke's coming out of his ears, and like glass shatters and shit like that. So I don't know, I think like nice.
I need to watch this one. That sounds fun.
It's cool. It feels like on this rewatch that there is like almost like a message, but not quite, you know, or like almost something. And because there's also like Schwarzenegger kind of having an existential crisis when his character gets in the real world, because he's like, oh, I'm just made up, like none of this shit matters, like fuck, like I'm at the whim of my writers.
I think that's the theme of the story, That's the main point. That's what the writer's trying to... They're focusing on the, like, existentialism of, like, this character.
But even then, it's like, that's not fleshed out so much, because he just kind of action, 80s action saves the day, and then he's fine. I don't know, like, you know, like,
he doesn't really learn a lesson from it. He still, like, does his thing and saves the day.
I think the problem is the movie is, like, it's already 2 hours and maybe 2 hours 30 or something, but it's got, like, it's, you can't really cut too much out. But it doesn't have enough in it, too, and I don't want it long. Like, you don't need it longer, you know? It's, like, hard to kind of... I feel like you need more to make Arnold's arc to kind of be a better...
God, like, I forgot about this fucking distracting light. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. You're bisexual light. Yeah, it's cool. I still like it
a lot.
It's
hard because I still... You know me, I still believe in, you know, brevity is in itself an art form, and...
Oh, definitely.
A tight 90 on comedic movies with a nice point seems like perfect for me. So I feel like pushing 2 hours is rough.
Oh, it's all, yeah. No, I threw it on. I was like, well, this is a lot longer than. And actually, funny enough, the reason I like re-listened to it, I was listening to so Adderall 5 from Hey Riddle Riddle mentioned he did was guest on like another podcast, and they rewatched it. I listened to that, and I was like, oh man, I really need to rewatch that movie because it's a fun movie, and I love it. And rewatching, I'm like, I could see why it didn't do well in the when it came out, because it's tonally kind of weird, because it's got like a good 20 minutes where it's not really that funny, and then the middle's really fucking funny, and then there's that last like 30-40 minutes that's more, it's because it's like the parts in the real world are more serious and kind of, you know, to kind of show that like the action has changed to be more serious and dramatic and dark.
Yeah.
But then when you go in the movie, it's like cartoony and goofy. So it's like the tonal shifts.
It reminds me of like a kind of like a action 90s fucking Roger Rabbit. But I don't want to spend like 15 minutes talking about fucking last
year. Okay, yeah. What
else?
Were there any other
movies that you watched, Ola?
Yeah, there was a bunch, but I just wanted to point out that. That's literally, I just wanted to have that little like, I literally planned for that. Like a 5-10 minute combo. But yeah, I'm definitely
I could keep talking about it, I feel like.
I mean, check it out. If you guys are ever down, we can always do like a retro review or something on it. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
But that's about it for me as far as important things.
New stuff this week?
Yeah. What about you guys?
How about you, Gibble Dang?
Well, I guess I'm stuck with I tried to look up to see if you got your cop glasses on too, Dala. You look like you're about to pull me. Hey, you smoking pot over here?
Yeah, I smell some pot, some narcotics.
I think it's the perfect angle.
That's why I was like, they're my blue light glasses. I was like, whoa. I'm trying to hide my red eyes, my bloodshot eyes, dude.
Why are they blood short?
My week has been pretty good. I have, I've been trying to keep up with like, or catch up on like shows and movies that are supposed to be good that like I've missed out on for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I just like, I don't know why, I just didn't really feel the incentive to like start watching things. But, you know, recently I picked up Invincible. Like, I caught up from start to finish on my weekend, seasons 1 and 2. This week I watched Fallout. Fallout was really fun.
Oh, I just started that.
Really well done show. I love Walton Goggins as an actor. He's great. I think he's, lately he's been getting cast in a lot of things. Funny enough, he's in Invincible as... what's his face? Like the Nick Fury-esque kind of character.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He's great. He's one of my favorite parts in the Fallout show. I think it's really well done, and it made me check out... it made me download Fallout 3 in New Vegas. But that's because... it's I went on Steam, and I'm like, oh, God, these games are going to be so fucking popular. Like, it's going to be one of those games where 15 years later, it's still, like, $20-$30. Like, I'm like, if it's $20, maybe I'll buy it. And they're $2.
They're $2,
It's not Nintendo.
$2.
They're not Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly. I did the same thing.
Never going to go down.
during the pandemic, I did the same thing. I downloaded New Vegas because it was only a couple bucks. The only problem is that, like, beware on the Steam version, I could not get mine to stop crashing.
Oh, really?
Just so you're, just so you're aware. I don't know if there's, like, something out there to make it run a little bit better, but mine was having a rough time. It was sad.
Yeah, so far, so good. I've got a couple hours into New Vegas.
I'm sure if there's, like, a subreddit maybe to find a patch if it becomes, like, a concern maybe.
Ooh, yeah, probably.
They might be able to...
Other than that, you know, I still need to finish X-Men Legends 2. I'm like halfway through that. What else? But, oh man, I've been keeping up with X-Men 97 too.
Same.
Last couple episodes. Sheesh. Yeah. Yeah. Last couple episodes have been really intense. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, it's so funny because, like, the MCU X-Men is going to have really big shoes to fill. Like, in comparison to the fucking. The legacy animated show, like, pretty good, pretty good. What
so,
else?
So much is
what
happening in it too, just in general. It's just like nonstop, like, huge events, like, every single episode.
Oh, and I guess in the last, you know, since the last time we recorded, has it been since the last time we recorded? Friday. We recorded.
Don't let them know what day we recorded. Hold on. Sorry, that's the weed making me paranoid.
Damn, I can't remember. But basically,
we
went.
When we are.
Yeah.
Gym leader Nate and I went to.
Oh, yeah, that was after.
We went to a pre-release.
Yeah, I was actually wondering how that was going to ask. I was hoping y'all would talk about it.
Outlaws of Thunder Junction.
Damn, it was tight. So, nice. I didn't know that pre-release was something that you really had to, like. Like, you gotta be on top of, because they have limited slots in, like, different places. But yeah, we ended up finding a place that had a really cool crowd, you know, they were all, like, kind of the same age.
Mm-hmm.
No stinkers, which was pretty good.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering about that part, honestly,
honestly
too.
Also, like, yeah, no stinky winkies and no kids, which was...
Yeah, no kids.
Really, honestly,
good for the
really
pride.
Nice.
Good for
just
the ego.
With all
except
adults.
For the...
Yeah.
Except for the ones... That, except for y'all, because y'all are stinky kids. God.
Yeah, true.
I took a tall can in there, and, you know, I was like, oh, fuck, am I going to have to hide this? And the guy who was, like, running the thing was like, oh, what flavor is that? That looks good. I'm like, hey, nice.
We have some of that, bro. That looks good.
But that looks really good. Yeah, it was my first event, my first pre-release. It was a lot of fun. You know, I'm like I said, I'm glad that there were like-minded people there, or, like, you know, similar group to us. Considering the fact that I lost every game that I played, if they were like 12 or 13 year olds, that would have ruined my night. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
it has crushed me before.
This set is really fun, Thunder Junction. It's like all about just being a criminal and everything that has to do with the Wild West. Like it's really fun.
Yeah,
I did get the cowboy one.
Nice.
It's the cowboy one.
A lot of the cowboy ones.
I know. That's cool.
But. Specifically, I got a deck that lets you steal cards from like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So if I hit Nate directly, I'd be like, all right, let me get your card. And then if I hit, you know, other players directly, it's like I just keep stealing cards. It's so fun.
I'm literally, so yeah, I have a card I'm about to run in my decks. That is just so I can, like, have a counter to that. Because I have a couple copies of this green card that just say, at the end of every end of every turn, all players gain control of all permanents they own.
Oh,
and so
okay.
You, like, it basically does nothing back. Unless somebody's stealing and playing your stuff.
Yeah.
What is it? That's an enchantment?
I can't remember what it's called. It's like a 4/4 for, like, 5 green creature. Like, I'd have to find it in my binder, but I know I have it, and I'm like, I'm gonna run.
Whatever.
I was gonna ask, who did the best?
I'm gonna be like, oh, Nate and Viv.
Oh,
I win.
I'm not surprised.
They won all of them.
No,
oh, you know,
I
was the
sure.
only one who won all of their matches. Thank you.
Oh, no shit. Congrats.
Oh, that's right.
Good,
that's
sir.
Right. Yeah.
Congrats. Yeah, Viv
got a win, a tie, and a loss. And then...
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, and then I went 3-0.
Oh, nice. Gym leader Nate! It's me! A great wizard, Orgoth, Borgoth. I heard that grandpa? You won the tournament. Yes, it's me, your grandpa.
I did, grandpa. Did I bring yes. honor to the wizard family?
Yes. You truly have gathered the magic.
Oh, you have gathered. Yes, I yes. did it. You are the king. Tis I.
Thank you, Wormtongue.
Yeah. I'm Grimlock right, the Wormtongue. So,
It was, fuck, there was something else I was going to say before I made that stupid joke. Something I wanted to say, but then I made, I was like, no, probably. Let me make the joke first. No, it was me.
I thought it was me when I was, like, asking questions and being interested. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Self-tangent. Those are rare.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
No, they're not with me, at least. Not with y'all,
but actually, they happen quite often.
No, I felt it sounded really cool, and I was like genuinely like, I wonder if I can go and just watch and hang, but I'm like, I feel like it's going to either be too crowded, or, because I know the place too, or I have to pay to get in.
It is very crowded. Mm-hmm. Like, you are allowed to
A little packed.
Okay. Yeah, like my partner went with us, and she went and sat at the only other available chair while we were playing. Literally, there was one available extra chair. So
that's fair.
Yeah. So it's like, but it's also a great way to like get involved in Magic if you want to play, because you don't have to bring cards to the event. You open them all there, and you make whatever deck you can out of what you open, and everybody does it at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Basically, the way it worked was that, like, you would do best of three with, like, one opponent, and then after that, you do another opponent, and then after that, you do another. So it was only three opponents. Yeah. I lost my first two. Well, I lost all three, but...
Sorry, is it 1v1, or is it, like, groups?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just 1v1, okay.
So I lost my first two matches, and then they notify you on your phone, like, oh, this person versus this person. And then for my final battle, it was Gibbledang versus Lag 9000.
Yeah, nice.
We were like, yo!
That's pretty
sick.
Y'all should have pretended y'all didn't know each other and just like, what the fuck? Like, been like hella mad at each other. Just like, fuck with like.
I think I made a joke or something like that. I'm like, this fucking guy, I'm gonna fucking beat your ass or some shit. was fun.
When I first started doing pre-releases, the pack the prize payout worked differently, mm-hmm. and because you would buy your pre-release kit, and then they would also charge an extra couple of dollars, because the pack prize instead, it would be like the first place, it would be four rounds, and first place would get like I think it was 8 packs, second place would get 4 packs, and then third place would get 1 pack. And that was always really cool, because you would see a lot of situations where people would get all the way to the last match, and like two people are both 3-0, and one of them has to go 4-1 and is going to get the bigger prize. And so sometimes people will just agree ahead of time. They're like, hey, no matter what happens in this match, we just combine the first and second plate packs and we split them. It's just like... Yeah, sick. And then that way they can just take their time and have fun and just play the game, and they don't have to like play fast and try and get through the matches and get their wins.
Gotcha. There was like a immediate sense of camaraderie that like you could kind of feel, like it was cool. Except that every fucking opponent I went up against are like, all right, let me cut your deck, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess you don't trust me then.
They pulled out scissors.
Oh, that's just standard procedure.
It insulted me.
That's,
you don't trust me,
because I mean literally went to a pre-release the other time where I like played against someone. He beat me two games really fast, and then as I was shuffling, I was like, damn, I can't shuffle. I'm like, I feel like I'm not shuffling well enough, because I can't get a good spread between like lands and spells. And he goes, oh, well, why don't you just like order the cards in your deck ahead of time? And I was like, huh? He was like, yeah, I just, like, stack them in the order I want them, and then I just kind of loosely shuffle them, so that way there's, like, still packs of good stuff in there. And I'm like, so literally cheating? He's like, what? What do you mean?
I was like, 12-year-old
like,
boy.
I know you're new and playing without sleeves and stuff, but like, you can't just say you order the cards how you want and that's not cheating.
I summon Exodia, first move. Like, what the fucking?
Yeah, like he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm used to playing Yu-Gi-Oh, and I'm like, that's cheating in Yu-Gi-Oh too.
That's so bizarre. Like, I feel like even someone that doesn't play, it's like, you know, like, what? You never played Uno? I don't, like, what do you, what, like, what?
So then we played again, where I shuffled his deck, and I beat him two games in a row just as fast.
Gotcha.
Because he only had, like, 10 lands, and he was, like, running way low on lands, because he had, like, perfectly threaded them in. So he's like, I don't need a whole lot of lands, because I already stacked them where I want them.
Plan them, you don't need to, it's like you only need
exactly
a certain amount.
So all of a sudden we started playing and he couldn't play anything because his deck actually wasn't built well, and it was like, see, this is why that's cheating.
Yeah,
sorry, it was another tangent, but
no, that's bizarre.
That's why people cut decks, and at a tournament level they will even shuffle your opponent's deck fully. They'll grab your whole deck and they'll shuffle it themselves and give it back to you.
Hell yeah. But yeah, that was my week.
Yeah. Mine's going to be pretty similar because, obviously, I did the same thing. I also started Fallout. I did not do all of it. Me and Viv watched the first one today. Ooh. But I did not realize that they're all an hour or more. Like, the first one's like hour 15. And the whole time we were watching, like, constantly, we were like, is this still the first episode? It's just still going? And it's like, oh my god.
I feel like that makes sense for an open world game, I guess. Like, you gotta.
I love that format in general. Because, like, for me, it's like when you have something that, like, wouldn't fit quite, like, a big story that, like, wouldn't really fit in, a trilogy of movies or something.
Yeah.
Instead, you just make, like, the 8-part series and they're all, like, mini movies, and.
Yeah.
I love that, honestly. It's like someone just came out with like a whole Star Wars saga in one day.
That's fair. It depends for me what the thing is, because I also think of like the Netflix Marvel stuff where it's like every season's gonna have like 12, but like a lot of it's filler, and it's like he could have just not done that. He could have just done a movie.
That's true.
But Fallout sounds like it's going solid so far, so I doubt it's that problem. I feel like that's older streaming problem.
Yep. Oh, also, I picked up some new games because there was a sale, and I got Assassin's Creed Mirage. Haven't gotten to play that one yet, but I also got No Man's Sky, and I've been meaning to try that for a long time. Holy crap, is that game good. It is so addicting. It is truly just like Minecraft in space, where you can jump to different planets and star systems. And, like, it's so wonderfully disorienting because you have to, like, manually fly your ship up into space and then to a different, like, planet. Mm-hmm. And it's so satisfying. Every time you hit the pulse drive so that you start blasting towards another planet and stuff, like, it's so cool. And it's literally just a survival game. Just try and build your bases and survive the harsh environments of these worlds that you're finding and cataloging and mapping.
It's like unfortunate how it came out initially with all. I'm wondering how it would do now if it like that was day one or if it got pushed to whenever it was essentially. Because I'd heard it went like it got good. I don't know when, but it got good at some point.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I mean, that's why I've always been planning on trying it. Because after it was out for a couple of years, people are like. Yeah. It's a really solid game, and the main part of it is that they literally don't stop updating it. They still are adding new updates to it.
I think that's like common for like those open online service games, kind of, because or like open world kind of. Because I'm thinking of like it's like Fallout 76, where it's like you probably when it came out, you probably got to wait a couple years and be like, okay, now is it good to go? Or it's probably no, never mind. You know?
Yeah.
And like there's other ones.
Me and Gibbledane knew somebody who swore up and down by Fallout 76 and was like, no, bro, you don't understand. Like it
from,
like they
from day one.
It. It's great now. It's good now. I promise.
I mean, maybe it is. I've not heard anyone play it, so I could not say.
I was like that with Battlefront 2. I was always preaching how Battlefront 2 became such a good game by the end, and it was going to keep being good before EA cut it. They cut the service to it a year early. And they were going to come out with, like, Ahsoka and Asajj Ventress and, like, they're working on a ton of stuff, and then it all got cut.
Damn. That sucks. Yeah. I always hate that shit.
All right. That's my week. I think we should get to the meat here, the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, baby.
I know, you know, we have varying levels of familiarity with 420 related topics. I think, like, in order being like Gibbledang, me, then Dala.
Oh, really?
So this is going to be a little variation on a 420 game, because you're going to have to guess. You know, we're talking about 420. We're talking about some. You know, we're looking for the buzz phrases, the things that everybody thinks about on 420. But let me get to the first question. It'll give you a good example of what's looking like here. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna puff in order to, you know, buzz in order to give me an answer.
Okay.
And if one person does not get the answer correct when they puff in, they'll have to pass to the next person, and nice. They will get a chance to answer.
Nice.
All right. So
yeah,
I don't get these references. <That's good. laughs> Sick.
Like, Puff the Magic Dragon, all right. So probably. This is a good example of what our game's going to look like here. So our first question is, it's not really a question,
Puff,
but
Puff.
Spider-Man's fire-headed GF.
Sorry, Puff.
Oh, yes,
Puff,
Dala. Puff.
Mary Jane.
Sorry, that's correct. The answer is Mary Jane.
Do we have to wait?
So remember, from here forward, you gotta wait till the whole till I read the whole thing, because you can read it on my screen, but I'm gonna read the whole thing first.
Gotcha.
All right, here we go. So we got 1 point for Dala. Next question.
That was an example.
Fine. We'll keep it zero. That's an example. All right, here we go. Fine. Nope, too late.
No right. Handicaps for me, I guess.
Nope, not this time.
All right, I only stick to cocaine, okay? I'm sorry.
I only know coke facts. All right. Where you keep your houseplant?
Puff, puff.
Dala?
A pot. You got some pot on you, boy?
A pot! That's
I think
correct.
I smell some of that pot on you, boy.
All right.
Smoking pot?
All right, next
time. Okay, I'm going to get all these, like, first five, and then that's it.
Easy, easy peasy. In the olden times, harlots were blank.
Oh, puff, 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 puff?
Gibbledang?
Whores?
Yeah, I'm like,
I know, that's not it. Harlots were...
I was like, what the fuck is that? Yo, pass me the whore.
Like joints?
Joint? No. Alright. Dala, do you have an answer?
Weed? Or weeds?
The answer is stoned. In the olden times, harlots were stoned.
Damn it. That's true. I hit too hard.
Alright. Next statement. The famous masked cartoon donkey was named El Kablank.
I'm like, puff, puff.
He wielded, go ahead. He go ahead, Dala.
Elka ass. Pass that.
Ass.
Yeah, it's a donkey, you know.
That is incorrect. Gibbley, do you have a guess?
Elka Brone?
That is incorrect. His name was... Bong. Oh, El Kabong.
Wait, what? Who is that? What character is this?
Yeah.
His name's El Kabong.
But, like, is he for, like, raisins or something? Like, what's his mascot?
I think Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is this character from?
See, the mascot for, you know, the iconic raisin mascot.
Well, we have the Californian. We have California raisins, but Mexico has El Kabong.
He was a donkey who wore a Zorro mask, but he wielded a guitar.
I think
and
I
he
can.
Would slam people with his guitar and go, El Kabong! Bong!
It's It's a good Mexican accent.
I was going to say, that didn't really sound like a Mexican.
It was 100% just like a southern accent he had. Like,
gotcha.
Hell yeah. I love that.
I could picture him in my mind's eye. Because right. I'm high.
Because I'm so stoned, I can see it. All right.
I'm like the Here mom of like a kid. Y'all like joining like...
What?
I feel like I'm like a mom. It's like, are you smoking that Mary Jane and seeing things?
Hey, it's okay. Just
because we came out of you, Dalla.
Just because you gave birth to us.
Yeah, I do tell y'all to clean your room more often.
All right, next statement. Here we go. A conjunctive word meaning we had.
Puff, puff.
Gibble dang.
Weed.
Weed.
Nice. Nice.
We apostrophe D.
That's how you say it, right? That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, weed.
Yo, pass me the weed.
I think we're at 1-1 now. We're tied up. All right, okay. Next statement. The Treachery of Images is a painting made by Belgian surrealist painter René Magritte. This painting is also known as This Is Not a Blank.
Puff, puff.
Dalla?
Joint?
Incorrect. Gibbledang?
Puff puff.
Yeah.
Can I puff puff after?
Bong.
Well, unfortunately, no. It is not bong. The answer is pipe.
Okay.
C'est un pipe in French, or just this is not a pipe in English. It is a painting of a pipe.
Oh,
you should have shown us a picture of it. I would have gotten it.
It is a comment on realistic paintings. And how they make us feel about the actual subjects, and the fact that even though it depicts a pipe, it is not a pipe. It is a painting of a pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Well, you don't have to be a fucking genius to figure that out. When was that painting made?
Clearly, I got it. So,
when was that painting? Because
it was like 1862 or something. 18 something.
Fucking dumbasses.
He was probably stoned when he made that painting.
They just then figured out that that was a painting and not an actual pipe. Idiot.
But if you roll it up and put some weed, you can make a blunt out of it, dude.
Yeah, right. It's not a pipe, but it's a joint. All right, next statement. Before electricity, some cultures use these signals to communicate long distances.
Puff, puff.
Yes, Gibbledang?
Smoke signals.
That's correct. Smoke.
I was just, okay. I was thinking wires and shit over here. Pass me that wire, bro. yeah.
The common weed expression, flags.
Pigeons.
Pigeons. All right. So Gibbledang is now up with a lead of 2-1.
With a weed?
With a weed of 2-1. All right, next statement.
I have a weed of 2-1.
Before becoming Captain America, Chris Evans had already appeared as the human puff, blank.
Puff, puff.
Oh, I heard Dalla first.
Torch.
Oh,
Torch, come on. Is correct.
Give me that little flamer handicap.
You don't deserve it.
I don't, right. Probably, because I don't...
You gotta have some easy ones coke. Sprinkled in, you know?
Yeah. I'm waiting for all the cocaine ones.
Yeah, true. Oh,
strong.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Strong.
Straw. What was the Wizard of Oz guy made out of?
Lions. Yeah, lions. Damn it. I love that. It's like,
sons
I'm made
of bitches.
Straw, I'm made of tin, and I'm made of lions.
And I'm the one that yells.
Okay.
I think that weed smoke that you brought in, Gym Leader Nate, is starting to hit in.
It's really hitting. All right. Next
oh, it's
statement.
Hitting hey. In. Guys, the weed is hitting in.
Oh, you know it. All right, here we go. Oh, here we go. To manipulate or control by deceptive or dishonest means. Remember, it has something to do with smoking and 420.
Hitler's birthday. Just kidding. Puff, puff.
Yeah, Dalla?
I don't think this is even remotely close, but spliff? I don't know.
Incorrect, no.
Okay, I was like, I'm probably way off, but...
Gibbledang, do you have a guess?
Gas, baby!
Incorrect. Gaslight? Incorrect. What? Unfortunately, gaslight? To manipulate or control by deceptive or dishonest means is to rig.
Yeah, gaslight.
To rig.
Gaslight.
So rig.
I get it. It makes sense.
For smoking dabs and other concentrates.
See, that's a word I never even saw.
There you go. There you go.
Is that pot? Oil, you guys have pot in here?
Rigs. Oh, are there more cops? Oh,
no, I think I smell something.
All right. Next statement. A small drop of liquid, like hot sauce, maybe?
Puff, puff.
Dollar?
Dab.
That is correct. A dab.
A dab. Yeah.
One final dab. I was originally going to try and make it like the act of tucking one's face into the crook of their elbow while extending the other arm in the opposite direction, upwards and outwards.
A spliff.
A spliff. Bong.
All right. Yeah,
there you go. What ability do all fire-type starters have?
Puff, puff.
Dala.
I'm going to say Ember.
It's probably that is incorrect. That is a move. Unfortunately, that is a Pokemon attack, like a move, not an ability. Gibbledank, do you have any guesses?
Is it Flash Fire? No. Is that Flash Fire?
Is that your guess?
What's the fire one? Here, let me look it up.
No, you can't.
What?
Yeah, can I look it up?
Torrent, chlorophyll, and...
It's not chlorophyll, but okay.
Blaze, baby!
There you go. Damn. It is Blaze. Okay. 120 Blaze it. All right. That concludes our first section of our 420 games. Right now we are 3-3. We are tied. It's looking looking pretty close. Any reflections so far on the game? Anything you guys think you need to improve on?
I can't wait to start.
Could you pass me those munchies, Gym Leader Nate, please?
I really can't wait. Really can't wait to win that car, Alex.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, the weed's really hitting in.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
It's
I think I'm starting to transcend the
in me.
I think I'm transcending the bounds of space and time.
I love all those fucking like movie depictions of being high, where it's like a heavy hallucinogenic, like and like completely disoriented.
Whoa, bro, what's wrong with you, Jim Leader Nate?
Yeah,
it's like colors,
the whole world's spinning, and like the music's distorted.
I think my favorite is Reefer Madness, where they become like evil teenagers.
I tried to come up with one for Reefer, but it was like really hard to make something else fit.
With reef
to get you to guess reefer.
Yeah, I can hear reef, but reefer
is
probably
death,
tougher.
This version of death only comes for potheads.
the grim reefer.
No, I'm out of weed. Oh God, he's here.
What version of death only comes for people who have sex a lot? The grip reaper.
Nice. The reach arounder.
the death that comes for Pokemon. The Grimer Reaper.
Ooh.
All right, we're going to go on to game two. Game two.
All right.
This little game is called No Strain, No Gain. This one is relatively simple. You guys will also have to puff puff in order to get your guess. Okay. But after I read the name of a strain, you need to tell me if that strain is real. Or if that's something I just made up.
Ooh, nice. Either
so
way,
a lot of strain
it's all
names
fake to me, baby.
Pretty silly. It's getting harder and harder to tell what is real and what isn't.
Ooh, I hope some of these are AI generated.
Oh, there's some gems in there that are both real and fake. And,
nice.
You know, number 6 may surprise you.
Ooh, is it a soccer ball?
I don't even know what number 6 is.
That was a soccer ball.
The newest sativa strain, soccer ball.
Soccer ball, yeah.
Yeah, apparently, it's one of the celebrity strains. Apparently, Willem Dafoe made it. All right, here we go. Is everybody ready?
Hi,
for no
I'm Willem Dafoe. Legendary actor from Green Goblin, Spider-Man.
And the newest film, Soccer Ball,
and now,
the movie.
Now I'm here to become another kind of Green Goblin. Here, let me, smoke weed. go watch Soccer Ball now in theaters, and also smoke my new weed.
And smoke my new weed. Soccer Ball.
Soccer
Ball. Brought to you by my new dispensary company, Soccer Ball.
Green Goblin Corp.
Green Soccer Corporation. United. Anyway. And they just coughs for this commercial. And they keep the camera on him for like a good 30 minutes while he's just dying.
Okay, I'm sorry, but legendary actor Willem Dafoe would not die from... He wouldn't choke on a cigarette. He wouldn't choke on a marijuana cigarette.
All right. He's like 100. A jazz cigarette. Of course he would.
He is... Dude, do not start with me right now. Do not start.
You mean, like that, you're not crusty, on 420. He's just some crusty old man. You don't think he'd cough dude, on a joint? Please.
He start survived your fucking cocaine. Game. He's fine. He can take some hits
start,
and be fine.
Start your little game.
Your all feeble right, all little right. game. Start it.
Fine, I'll start my start feeble, feeble game. Alright, so no strain, no gain. Is everybody ready?
Yes, puff mm-hmm. off.
Alright. No, I have to say the name of it out loud. No,
I was puffing and then I was ready.
No preemptive puff-puffs.
Damn.
All right, here we go. The first strain name is Schnazzleberry.
That's a Schnazzleberry.
It does. It shouldn't. It should say Schnazzleberry. The A and the N are accidentally switched.
I like Schnazzleberry.
Fair enough. That might be a better name.
Puff-puff.
I heard Dolly, yep, with a puff puff.
I will say Schnazzleberry is real, but Schnazzleberry is fake, unfortunately.
That is correct, yes. Schnazzleberry nice. Is real. The way I misspelled it is not, though. Alright, so we got the score my now is total 4 is for Dolly, 3 for Gibbledang. We might actually have a situation where Dolly walks away with this, being the being the real 420 genius.
A pound of weed.
Because I'm not high. Yeah, no, so I was like, I'm going to win a bunch of weed. I'm like sick. Can't do anything with
this. That you don't smoke, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next strain name is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Alien.
Oof, puff.
Gibbledang.
I'm going to say puff. That was I'm going to say puff. That's real.
That is correct. That is a 100% real strain. So Crouching Tiger, Hidden Alien.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
So we are now tied 4-4. All right. The next strain name is called Garlic Lightning.
Ooh, puff, puff.
Dala.
I want this to be real, but I'm going to say it's snot.
You're going to say it's snot?
It's snot.
Gotcha. you are correct. It's snot real. Yeah. Garlic lightning does not exist.
Sounds good.
I would smoke that.
I feel like I'd smoke
that. Sounds pretty fucking good, honestly.
Like the tagline keeps vampires away or something.
Yep, exactly.
Or like the only weed to get vampires high.
Keep the fanged ones at bay.
Yeah.
Keeps vampires awake at night. Because you know they can't sleep.
Yeah. It's like the opposite effects. They're not hungry, they have anti munchies.
There you go.
That's perfect. It's like it's caffeine for vampires. Garlic lightning.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like what they marketed water as liquid death.
Yeah, basically.
All right. They still do it.
They do. All right, next strain is Oopsie Doodles.
Puff, puff.
Yeah.
Gable bag?
No, this isn't real.
You don't think this one's real?
I don't think this is real.
That is great. No, it is not real.
Oopsie it's a good one if you want to make your own. Oopsie doodle. Yo, pass me the oopsie doodles, bro.
Oopsie doodle.
I feel like that is not far from very real ones.
No, we'd get there, though.
I hope it's only frat boys that smoke that, though. Yo, bro, pass me the oopsie doodle,
like, ask for it quietly. Oh, hey, bro, yeah. I'm looking for an eighth of...
Speak up. I can't hear
oopsie,
you. What?
Oopsie doodles.
Louder in the microphone. Sorry, in the microphone.
I want to eat the Oopsie Doodles.
Everyone, yes.
Everyone, look! This guy's getting Oopsie Doodles.
This Sorry, protocol.
This, this guy's being weird right next to me. Anyways, can I get an eighth of can you fuck me in the ass behind the dumpster, please?
Sure. No problem.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, you're weak.
All right, and our next strain, can you fuck me in the ass behind the dumpster?
Please.
Please.
All right, here we go. The Gibbledang is up right now. I believe it is now... 6-5 Gibbledang is in the lead.
Damn.
All right.
In the weed.
The next list strain is Morning Stiffy.
Puff puff.
Morning Stiffy. Yes, Dala?
Real.
This one is not real, Fake. Unfortunately.
Sorry, I lagged.
It did sound real.
My internet.
That one definitely sounds. That one. No, wait, I lagged. I meant fake.
I'm just kidding. Not fair.
Mm-hmm. That one's solid. All right. Unfortunately, no points awarded for that one because there is no stealing during strain. No strain, no gain.
Fair.
All right. Next strain name is Angola Roja. Angola Roja. Oh, I heard Dala with the puff puff.
I will say no. Not real.
That is incorrect. That is a real strain. A nice sativa called Angola Roja.
Yeah, just let me go first, and then you'll know which ones are real or not.
Yeah, just let me take care of it.
Yeah, let me just carry this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one on No Strain, No Gain. Is this a real strain? The Hairiest Taint.
Ooh,
puff, puff. Oh, Dala came in first.
I'm going to say yes, because I really fucking hope that is.
No, it is not, unfortunately.
Damn. Right. That's fine.
I made up the Hairiest Taint, I'm sorry.
These are just ideas that we're going to use and make our own dispensary.
Yeah, these are the strains we need to grow and sell, and obviously we're going to make $1 million because they sound real. Mm-hmm. This is actually market research.
Yes.
All right, well, unfortunately, Gibbledang is still in the lead with two no points awarded in a row. We will be moving into the next strain here, and that strain is called Monkey Balls.
Oh, Puff Puff.
Gibbledang.
I know that's
I'm
real.
I'm pretty sure that's real.
I've heard that, too.
That is correct, yep.
Yeah.
Monkey Balls is real. That is a real, nice. Genuine indica strain.
Hell yeah, brother.
I think that's what I smoked to watch Monkey Man, actually.
Whoa, bro, the Monkey Balls are hitting in.
Yeah, they're hitting like in, bro.
I feel like they're you could have a phenotype, in. Like a sub-phenotype of monkey balls called the Hairiest Taint. I feel like it fits.
Honestly, monkey's Hairiest Taint. Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. Rolls off the tongue.
Hairy monkey taint.
There you go.
All right. Now, our last one, Gibbledang is up. Mm-hmm. It is now 7-5. So... I'm going to make this last one worth 2 points just to see if...
just to make the gap bigger.
Just close for a little gap. Spiciness.
Yeah, fair.
All right. The last strain name is... Sloppy Backshots.
Puff. Puff, puff. Puff, I said puff, puff. Puff. I said puff, puff. He said puff.
I said puff, puff.
You said puff, then he said puff, puff.
Gibbledang did just say one puff, but I will accept a
I
single
said puff.
I will accept a single puff.
Just wait till you listen back on the audio, and then you're like, "Oh, dang!"
I swear to God,
maybe only one puff came through on the
audio. That's fair.
Yeah,
sloppy back shots is not real.
It's not a real strain.
It's not.
Can I say?
That is correct. No, unfortunately, that is already correct. Sloppy Backshots is not a real friend.
I wanted to be King Weed over here.
Unfortunately, Gibbledang today is going to be pronounced King Weed.
Beep, 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 boo. But King is spelled K-E-E-N-G.
Yeah,
K-E-I-N-G. And Weed is spelled W-I-N-G.
And Weed is spelled... O-U-I-apostrophe-D.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, you always forget the apostrophes in there, yeah.
Yep. It's actually not silent, funny enough, the apostrophe.
El-ringy-dingy-ding. El-ringy-gong-ging-goo.
Everybody did amazing, honestly. That was a fantastic.
I won.
You did win. Yeah. Gibbledang managed to pull away with the 420 games crown. Yeah.
She won 420 points to nil.
And then next time, hopefully we can make it even more ridiculous, because I'm thinking using some Hink Pinks and some other stuff next time. Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah, I feel this like annual.
Annual 420 games where someone...
Every 420.
Every 420.
The Munchie Games. Gibbledang is the... from district... Which district are you from?
Oh, that's true. What district of the Munchie Games are you from?
420.
I'll be 69. District 69.
There we go.
We harvest.
District 69.
Yeah, we harvest.
We harvest. Like, you know.
Monkey balls.
Yeah.
And fuck behind the dumpster and the
hairy
ass
taints.
Yeah, that's where they grow. Fuck me behind the dumpster and the
ass. Please. Please.
Sure, please, yeah.
If you forget it, it's a different thing.
All right. Is there anything else we want to, you know, you gentlemen have to say about our lovely holiday and 420? Anything else you want to touch upon?
Well, just in terms of like cannabis stuff, you know, if you use it responsibly, but also be conscious of like the actual product that you're using, and like be conscious of the other people that use it and why they use it. I don't know. Keep an open mind when you're doing these things. Because people do use it as a medicine. People do, you know, it's not just something that, you know, makes you silly from time to time. It helps people. And, there's just a big stigma on it. And, you know, just trying to normalize certain things like that. You know, funny side tangent. In the show Peacemaker with John Cena, mm-hmm. he's taking bong rips and like, you know, he's just like drinking and I look at that and I'm not like it's sick because he's smoking weed. I'm more like, okay, this looks like a real person. Like this looks more like a fleshed out kind of like, I don't know, but it's things like that where it's like, you know,
like use it for like PTSD and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, and that's exactly what but yeah, you know, people just keep an open mind, celebrate 420, be safe. That's Gibbledang. That's what I gotta say. Follow me at Gibbledang anywhere. You'll find it.
Ooh, nice. I guess for me, I will say smoke weed every day. No, I'm just kidding. And be dangerous and evil.
The exact opposite.
Yeah. Just kidding. No. I mean, I'm one that really doesn't partake so much. But, you know, I think Gibbledang encapsulated everything pretty well. You know, just be safe. Just 420. You know, hopefully be around those that you love or care about, whether you are or are not partaking. I don't know.
Hug the ones you love this 420, you know,
yeah.
Pray.
That'd be fun.
I think it is worth like bringing up that like we intend for our podcast to have an adult audience of people who are like 18 and up. So if you somehow ended up here and are underneath 18, none of this is for you. Have a nice day.
True.
Mosey along.
Yeah, if you made it this far, just turn off this episode. Check out another episode. You know, turn this episode off now.
Go
check
podcast.
Something else out. Stay on the same podcast, but they
tell your dads and moms to listen.
If they're under 18, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's okay. They can bow out of this one.
If you're a kid, tell your parents to download this podcast so when you're 18, you can listen to this.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
So,
yeah, if you're a kid, make sure you have your parents' permission.
Fair. I mean, I guess that's true.
These are comments and advice for responsible adults. And
we want your parent permission slips, you know, in by Friday if you want to listen to the podcast. This is getting away from whatever the fuck I started off with. But
yeah.
Just like
job.
I said,
good job,
stay
guys.
Safe.
Yeah, let's do some
and, yeah, yeah. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Instagram at dadala.art. And I'll plug the podcast anywhere on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, and so forth. Yeah. Take it away, Gym Leader Nate.
Yeah,
Puff Puff Pass to you.
Gym Leader Nate on anything. Thank you for the pants. Puff Puff. Yeah, Gym Leader Nate on everything, you know. Keep a lookout for our posts, too, with just about everything No Dumb Idea related. And always send us your feedback if you have anything you want to say to the show. Gibble dang.
A ringy dingy ding. A ringy dingy goo. A ringy dingy ding. That's my.
Sounds true.
Oh, Green Goblin, you're back.
It's me.
I brought soccer balls.
Instead of pumpkin bombs. Instead of pumpkin bombs, I got pumpkin bongs. How it's smoke.
Man, here we go.
You're either in, or the weed is hitting in, or it's hitting out.
Or it's hitting out.
I hope that really takes off.
That's enough.
Oh, shit.